Hey, it's Brooke here, and today we're going to talk about separated parents. It was hard for me for the first 5 years because my dad was in the Navy, and just, honestly, it's still kind of hard because he never is around that much, as much as I would like him to be. Not that he doesn't want to or that I don't want to, it's just a lot goes on. And my mom has raised me most of my life and has taken care of me, taught me how to become a strong, independent woman. And it's kind of been a roller coaster because I don't know my dad as much as I want to, and I don't know my stepmom that well either. And I would really like to get to know my dad and my stepmom. And I guess, for me, I believe that people with both parents around tend to have it easier on them just because they have a male and female role model. And I'm not saying that goes for everyone, but that's just how I feel because it's hard for me to connect to my dad. Even though I'm so connected to my mom, it's still kind of rough for me. And I get it's just hard for me because my dad never really puts in the effort a lot of the time to actually get to know me and know my personality, which is kind of crazy, 'cause I'm just a little bit of him, a little bit of my mom, a little bit of my aunt Katie, and I just have everyone's personality into me, I guess. And it's actually not just hard for me, it's hard for my sisters, and I can see that because we all have different dads, and it's just kind of crazy because there's my dad, there's Chloe's dad, and there's Abby's dad. Besides my dad not being around 100% of the time, or as much as I would like him to be, my sister Chloe, her dad doesn't come around often at all. Like, I honestly see my dad more than she does hers. And my sister Abby, in the past year, she has gotten to know her dad, and it's been tough for a 6-year-old to have all this stuff happen. And she's just going through a lot, and I can see it. I just look at my situation and my sister's, and it's just all kind of crazy because all three of us are just in the loop of what's going on, and we all just kind of connect to our mom because she raised us. She's been there for us the whole entire time, which is why it's kind of difficult for me to see, like, separated parents and parents who are together, like, to see who has it easier, because it obviously has been really, really tough for my sisters and I. And honestly, it kind of hurts to see that everyone has this happy-go-lucky life with parents who are together. Not saying that's 100% of the time for them, but I know, and well, I don't know, but I can definitely tell that it's a little bit easier for them than it is for a single parent raising however many kids. And I think it's just kind of weird to see the different views. So that's just my point on life and parents who are separated or are together. Okay, so we have Chloe Pillman here, and I will be asking her some questions. So, what do you think is the difference between having one parent and two parents in the house?
Well, one parent, they mostly do everything around, and if you have two parents, then you can, like, split up the jobs.
Okay. What do you think is difficult just having one parent?
She gets very mad easily.
Okay. Do you think it's better or worse to have both parents versus one?
I think it would be better.
Better?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, in your situation, how many siblings and how many parents do you have?
I have two siblings and one parent. Well, two, if you count my dad, but in the house, one.
Okay. Thank you, Chloe. Thank you for your time.